Question was asked in Halakha. Fellow made Netilat Yadayim in his house, and for whatever reason did not make the Beracha at the time that he made the Netilat Yadayim. He dried his hands, he came to the synagogue. So he asked the Sheila, am I still eligible to make the Beracha of Netilat Yadayim? Actually, this is a question that was actually brought up by Harambam in Sefer Pe'er Ador, in his Teshuvot, in Siman Kuvdalid. He writes as follows, Odot HaSheela, B'ma Shenagu B'Damesek, U'Bechama Medinot Ba'arei HaMizrach, the custom in Damascus and some of the Middle Eastern cities, She'ashaliach Simur Poteach B'Berchot HaShachar B'Bet HaKnesset, B'Berachat Al Netilat Yadayim. And the Hazan says the Berachot HaShachar, including the Berachot Al Netilat Yadayim, in the synagogue. Imen Bazeh Mishum Berachot Lebatala. He says, is it a question of Berachah Lebatala de Kaimalan? Because we hold Kol HaMitzvot Mevarech Alav Over La'asiyatan. So normally when you make a Berachah, you have to make a Berachah before you fulfill the Mitzvah. Ve'eshiv. So the mom's answer is Bevadai Sheberachah Lebatala Hi Beli Safek. He says it's a Berachah Lebatala without a doubt. Ve'af Al Pi Shekivan Nehagu Ken Yesh Lebatil Minhagam. And even though they have the Minhag to do this, should break the minhag, ki en minhag bedavar isur. There's no such thing in minhag, if the minhag is minhag, isur. And that's why really Harambam is posek in Perek Vav, Menchot Berchot, Berachot Alachab Bet, where he says, kol anotel yadav, ben la'achila, ben l'kiriyat shema, ben l'tfila, mevarech techila, asher k'deshan ustav esorah antilat yadayim. Mevarech techila, which is quite Harambam, you see clearly, you have to make the beracha before, you cannot make it after. However, the Mifar Shimir, Hakam David Yosef, as a whole Teshuvan, Otsot Yosef, Chelek Aleph, Siman Zayin, on this Sheila, and he brings other poskim, the Maram Halawa, that want to say Birkat Netilat Yadayim is considered Birkat HaShevach. It's a Beracha of Sheva, it's not a Beracha of a Mitzvah, and therefore, just like we make all the other Birkot HaShachar in the morning, even though we didn't hear a rooster, and even though, let's say, some of them don't apply to us. So you see, because we're praising God, I mean, Hagosh Shel Olam, so therefore you want to say Birkat Yadayim is a similar item, and therefore you make the Tat Yadayim, you can make the Berakah afterwards. It's not considered Birkat HaMitzvah. Now, even though we really don't hold like that when it comes to Netilat Yadayim, the proof of the pudding is, if we stay up all night on Shavuot, or all night on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, we don't make the Tilat Shadayim with a Berachah. We don't just say, I'm in Hagosh Shel Olam. And the Arizal said as well, that the Halakha is really, that you're supposed to make the Berachah and the Tilat Shadayim before you dry your hands. Which means, when your hands are still wet, the opinion of Arizal was, that that's when you're supposed to make the Berachah and the Tilat Yadayim. And then also he said that only in the case where you hayav, but we don't just make the Tilat Yadayim stam, it's like the Siddur Birkat Hashema. But there is an opinion of the Hida in Mahazik Beracha. The Hida writes that the custom was to make the Beracha of Netilat Yadayim after you dried your hands to make the Beracha. And he says, Chen Nehagu Rov HaOlam. So it seems over here we have a machloket amongst the poskim, exactly when we are supposed to make the Beracha of Netilat Yadayim. From Harambam it clearly seems before, when your hands are still wet, like the Arizal said as well, when your hands are still wet, that's the way the Benish Chai also comes out, when your hands are still wet. And that's the minhag today of HaOlam, that when the person makes Tilat Yadayim, his hands are still wet, he makes the Beracha. However, we cannot deny the fact that the Ashkenazi, many of them, rely on these other opinions that we mentioned. Either you have Hida, that says you can make it after, or you have the Maram Halawa that says it's Berkat HaShevach. So, Lema'aseh, if a person did it, it would seem that you would say Safek Berachot Lehakel, and therefore don't make a Beracha. But I cannot deny the fact that Hacham David, in his Otzrot Yosef, as well as Hacham Yitzhak, in the Yalkut Yosef, Chelek Aleph, page Shin Mem Bet, as well as he's claiming that Hacham Avadiyah wrote it in Teshuvah as well, that B'di'avad, if he didn't make the Beracha before, he can make the Beracha after. So they're relying on these opinions of the Maram Halawa and the Hida, that in a case where he didn't do it, he can still make the Beracha. So therefore, since they're coming out with that ruling, even though Harambam said what he said, the Ma'aseh, if a person did forget the Netilat Yadayim after he washed, he can make it in the bed Knesset. But of course he just has to make sure that his hands are still clean, that they didn't get dirty, or you know, that he's not to make a barakah in the interim from when he went to the house, to, from when he left the house till he came to the bed Knesset. Again, halakha l'maaseh, if a person made the netilat, the chatayla should make the netilat yadayim before he dries. When his hands are still wet, that's why the Arizal held, that's why the Ben Ishchai held, and that's why we're noheg. When the hands are still wet, he's supposed to make the barakah. However, if he dried his hands, and he wants to make the barakah after, again you have the opinions of Chidan, Maram Halawa, that says, it's B'chata Shev, it's not B'chata Mitzvah, to be reliant, and that's how we come out of Halakha L'Masa.